The 15 Essential Recruiting Truths. Bill Brooks, founder of the Brooks Group, wrote a small but powerful book called The Universal Sales Truths, 101 Sales Truths to Guide Your Career, many years ago. This short publication has proven to be a bestseller, and it's been reprinted many times. What we're going to talk about in this session are 15 of the essential sales truths from that book as they relate to recruiting people for service in the Air Force Reserve. Number 1. Leads and applicants pay attention to recruiters they believe have something important to say to them. What this statement says is you must be well-positioned in your recruiting zone to achieve maximum success. If, in fact, you are thought of as a recruiter who is very knowledgeable about the Air Force Reserve and its opportunities, people will pay attention to your message. Let's reverse the thought and let me ask you a question. How could a recruiter be perceived as someone who doesn't have anything of importance to say to someone? Wouldn't that be somebody who has not prospected very well, has not asked the right questions, has not kept up with changes in the Air Force Reserve offerings? Let's be even more basic than that. How about a recruiter who shows up late? How about a recruiter who makes a commitment but doesn't meet that commitment? How about a recruiter whose uniform is a mess? These position you as a recruiter who doesn't have anything better to say or do. You must position yourself as being the recruiter who possesses unique knowledge, wisdom, presence, persona, interest, advocacy. Then, they see you as having something important to say to them. Otherwise, as a recruiter, you have no impact on anyone. So you have to have something important to say. And just as importantly, you have to be perceived as being someone who has something important to say. Number 2. People join the Air Force Reserve for their own reasons, not for yours or mine. It's interesting the reasons why people join the Air Force Reserve. As a recruiter, we know that the top reasons are why these people join, but these might not be the reason for this particular recruit. When you meet your lead, you have to remember not to tell them only the features and benefits that you think are most important. You have to listen to your applicant to find out what they perceive as their reasons for wanting to become a member of the Air Force Reserve. Number 3. People do not want to be sold, but they do want to buy something. People don't say, "I'm going to go out and be sold today on the idea of joining the military." They go out and they say, "I'm going shopping for the best opportunity, and I'll join the service that offers me what I'm looking for." You have to make it their idea to join the Air Force Reserve, and you must do it in such a way that they feel good about their decision to commit, and they must believe it's their decision, not a decision forced on them. You do this by having an understanding and asking the right questions and creating value. When someone has a very positive buying experience, they say, "Look what I bought." If they have a negative buying experience, either with the salesperson or the actual product or service itself, they say, "Look what they sold me." People like to take ownership if it was a good purchase, but they'll put the blame on somebody else if it was a bad purchase. Number 4. When a recruiter or a lead or applicant gets locked into a war of wills, the recruiter always loses. Have you ever been locked in a war of wills with a salesperson? Did you feel that the salesperson had forgotten that you were the customer? Had they forgotten that you were the one paying? The same principle applies to the world of recruiting. Your applicants are going to feel the same way. They're not interested in getting a hard time from someone who's supposed to help them make one of the biggest career decisions of their life. After all, they're the ones who are paying by making a commitment to join. Number 5. Buying is basically an emotional response, no matter what you're selling. No matter what the price tag of the product or the length of the Air Force Reserve commitment, no matter whether it's a big ticket or a small ticket item, the decision to buy is always driven by emotion and justified with logic. For example, a prior service lead might be very concerned about the personal and family sacrifices associated with returning to military duty. But he or she may justify their decision by reminding himself or herself about benefits like the extra income they need because they want to put their son or daughter through college. The human interaction is important to the sales process. Your job is to connect that emotion to this decision. You do this by being personable and asking the right questions. The bottom line, selling is emotional. Number 6. Being the sort of recruiter people enjoy doing business with is an invaluable asset. leads and applicants don't want to do business with recruiters they don't enjoy being around. All things being equal, if I can enjoy being around someone, I'm more likely to want to associate with that person. The real problem is that some people confuse like with trust. When it comes to selling the Air Force Reserve opportunity, you have to be trustworthy. If you're an honest person with whom people enjoy doing business, the trust you've built becomes an invaluable asset. One of the key questions that you should ask yourself is, how easy is it for a leader applicant to work with me? How enjoyable is it for a person to discuss their career options with me? If you're in a foul mood, the best thing that you can do as a recruiter is not get on the phone or in front of somebody that day, because it's very difficult to keep that agitation from coming through, and it's very easy to get agitated in today's world. There's a great classic book by Og Mandino called The Greatest Salesman in the World. A line in this book says, "Approach everyone with love in your heart." For you, this means be trustworthy and approach your leads, applicants, and influencers in a positive way. You have to be the type of recruiter that people enjoy doing business with. Number 7. If you don't gain enough accessions, you won't make a living as a recruiter. This one's obvious, but very much a truth. You're not a professional visitor or a professional host. In the final analysis, it's relationships. It's asking the right questions. It's selling value. But in the real final case, the bottom line is, if you are either reluctant to or incapable of asking someone to take action, you're never going to be a good recruiter. Now, we're not talking about prematurely pushing someone. We're talking about asking them to commit. One of the problems we have sometimes is that people think if you do the first 5 steps of the impact selling system correctly, you don't have to actually ask someone to take action. They think people will just volunteer to join the Air Force Reserve. Well, the truth is, if you don't ask someone to commit, they aren't going to do anything. So if you fail to gain those accessions, you won't make a living as a recruiter for very long. Number 8. Leads and applicants must believe you before they'll commit to joining the Air Force Reserve. This is a lot tougher to do than you think it is. You see, all things being equal, many people fundamentally don't believe recruiters. They mistrust recruiters because they believe recruiters have something to gain from the transaction. We've all seen or heard about manipulative, bad salespeople or recruiters. Most of us are jaded by the experiences we've had in the past. It's important to make sure that people believe you before you ask them to commit. So you must provide things like social proof, third-party validation, an opportunity to experience the Air Force Reserve lifestyle, and the option to talk with happy, satisfied reservists. All of these actions are more critical than ever in today's recruiting environment. Number 9. You can only convince others of what you yourself believe. You have to be able to successfully convey the value of joining the Air Force Reserve. If you don't believe in the mission of the Air Force Reserve, the value of your features and benefits, the quality of the people who serve in the reserve, your skills at making correct recommendations, your ability to follow up on every detail, and the credibility of the Air Force Reserve to live up to its promises, you can't be an effective recruiter. Number 10. A strong, positive self-concept is the most valuable personal attribute any recruiter can have. What do you think we mean by positive self-concept? When you look in the mirror, how strongly do you feel about the person that looks back at you? This is the same person your leads, applicants, and influencers are going to see every single day. They need to see a strong, confident recruiter that will lead them in the right direction. Number 11. The Air Force Reserve determines the cost or length of the commitment, but only the applicant can determine its true value. That means that you, as a recruiter, have to be in a position to understand what your applicant perceives as value, then be able to construct and communicate your recommendations in the exact terms that each specific applicant wants to hear them. This way, they can then internalize your proposal and decide that, yes, this is a valuable opportunity for me and I'm prepared to commit to it. Number 12. Show people what they need most in a way they want to see it, and they will move heaven and earth to get it. People don't buy what they need, they buy what they want. What you need to be able to do is position and sell the Air Force Reserve opportunities in the way that your applicant wants to perceive it. Number 13. All values are equal until someone points out the difference. To much of the American public, the services are all the same. How many times have you been called a soldier? Furthermore, you've probably noticed that most people can't tell you the difference between the active duty Air Force, Air National Guard, or the Air Force Reserve. It's up to you to educate your leads, applicants, and influencers, and point out what makes the Air Force Reserve different and better. Number 14. It is always easier to sell an applicant's perceived need than it is to create a need in their mind. You want to be in a position of being in front of someone who already has a need for what the Air Force Reserve has to offer. For example, someone who already knows they need money for college, technical training, extra income, or the desire to experience the many other tangible and intangible benefits that go along with being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's much harder to create a need in someone's mind when they don't know that they need what you can offer. That's why prospecting, positioning, and being in the right place at the right time is so critical. Finally, number 15. The secret to successful selling is not in the selling at all. Instead, it's in the accurate, consistent science of prospecting. Recruiters live and breathe by the number of qualified leads they have in their data bank. Your recruiting career will be a lot more enjoyable when you have lots of qualified leads ready to meet with you. We want to end this session noting that the secret to successful selling is not the selling. Instead, it's in the accurate, consistent science of prospecting.